I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hey, people. Welcome into The Memo. It's a new episode. How about that? It's Friday. I'm Brad. That's Derek. That's Chris. You can't see them, but they're here.
The weeks just go by almost like a day faster, it seems like, when we do these.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
It's odd.
It's weird. And I was off the first 2 days of this week, so this week's gone by really fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, you just hanging out by the pool? Or?
No, still trying to get the pool in order.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a bunch of rain Wednesday. That's another setback, I guess. I'm still trying to learn how to take care of this pool. No, but Tuesday I had to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to take my daughter to the Memphis airport. I may have mentioned this on Wednesday's episode. You weren't here for that.
No, I was not.
So
very busy.
Otherwise, I did a whole lot of nothing Monday and Tuesday.
All right.
How have you been?
So kind of like your normal time here.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm really bad at small talk, by the way. Oh, you may have noticed.
Maybe that's what it is. I mean, thought you were just socially awkward. I wasn't.
Well, that's it, too.
Oh, are you?
I'm bad at small talk because I'm socially awkward.
Is that
awkward.
Why you do your hair like that? So you'll have an opener when you walk up to people?
No, I've never gone up to someone and said, hey, check out my hair.
Speaking of hair, how you doing, Chris Kiefer?
Hello.
Beard remains for now. I'm telling you, man, the longer you keep it, the less likely you're going to want to shave
it. It's a doppelkiefer.
Beard has a way of growing on you.
Oh, wow. That was terrible.
Yes,
fun.
It was.
It was terrible.
I think it'll be gone this weekend.
Why?
Leave it. We'll see.
I don't know the last time I didn't have a beard. It's at least been 4 or 5 years.
I've always had some kind of facial hair since like college, except for 2 or 3 occasions I shaved it off but grew it right back.
You shaved off not too long ago. You shaved everything off.
Yeah, I remember.
Sometime last year.
Well, I had the mustache and then I shaved that off, but I'd made sure some stubble grew in pretty good before.
No, there was one point you were completely clean. It was so disturbing.
You're like, I got bored and shaved this weekend.
Yeah,
and
it was like Gremlins 3. It was like Runaway. It was terrifying.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, it was a horrible thing.
Yeah.
You should not. We were like, bring back the mustache, please, but for the love of God, as much as we hate that mustache, just put it back. Glue it on. Do something. It was terrifying.
Bad, huh?
But it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've gone without. I can't do, because I shave the head, and I just look like one of that Wooly game. What were those things? Wooly.
Remember back when I used
I'm going to have to stop because the plumber's calling me.
So, yeah, I think Derek's hot water heater exploded last night.
Sure did. That's no fun.
No.
I've had that happen.
No, he's got plumbers there today.
No, he's back.
Sorry, the plumber was trying to get in the house.
So we were starting to talk about it. Your hot water heater exploded last night.
I took a baseball bat to it. I was sick of it. It gave me a look, and I was like, no more.
We haven't heard much lately from the ghost in our house. Maybe he's moved to your house and is messing with stuff now.
I don't think so. I think it was just its time. You know.
Yeah.
I think it was.
That's the bad thing about hot water heaters. When they go, they make a mess. There's no warning.
I checked the date on it, and it was like 2004, and I was like,
yeah, that's way overdue.
13 years, it's time for a new one. So it just stinks that there's no, you know, you wish these things would have some kind of like warning light, like your car does,
or
like a check engine.
Beep so you can.
Because when do I go up in the attic and check on the hot water
heater?
Never. Yeah. So there's a pretty substantial drip pan that it sits in that's probably 2.5-3 inches deep.
Yeah.
And it was just totally overflowing.
Yeah.
So it had probably, there was one last gush of it, but it had probably steadily been leaking for a few days before it finally just gave in.
You're going to go tankless, huh?
I may go tankless.
I might do that next time.
Yeah.
We were talking about cutting your hair earlier.
Sure.
You know, I used to shave my head.
Willy, that's where I was.
I would sometimes take the razor to it as well, but normally I would just clip it real close. But one time when I was wearing it that way, I also shaved my face, and it was just not pretty.
Yeah, Willy. You remember Willy?
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Little magnetic dude. That's what I look like if I were to shave my head and my face. It's just, I'm Charlie Brown.
But then you could stick hair to it like a magnet.
Yeah, people come up and just start drawing on me. I'm like, please stop, please.
Glue your beard
yeah.
on there like a Beavis and Butthead did that one time.
Yeah. I just assume keep this and be totally happy because I don't like being clean shaven. Something either. Seems weird with it.
Yeah.
I don't trust those people.
Yeah. I don't trust you without, like right now I trust you.
Yeah, it's like the first time, like I've been nervous you treat me so much differently.
If you shave that thing, you're out.
Yeah.
You're
you look dead. Like the most, I'd buy insurance from you right now.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like Volcano no, I'm glad, insurance, I'm, sign me up.
I'm actually Kiefer. Glad you brought that up.
Pulls out a clipboard. You can just sign here, here, initial here, and on the next 14 pages.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
What? What?
It's P-A-S-S. W-O-R-D. Good times. So you like mountain man. So you were just like, I'm growing up.
That's
growing
it. Up. Yeah, I mean, I don't, obviously I don't shave while I'm camping.
Cause yeah.
It's just a pain to shave then. And so, yeah,
you know,
I
don't camp and shave. That's how I do that.
Also me. Yeah, I don't camp and I don't shave.
Camping, like, I commend you because that's my hell on earth. Like, that's my...
That was awesome.
My family loves to go, but we haven't gone in, like, 8 or 9 years because I keep being like,
I'm good with a cabin in the woods, but, like, lying on the ground and just
sleeping on the ground.
And now I'm too old for that. No.
I just wake up with a crick in my neck. Like, whenever I was in Boy Scouts and we'd have a camp out or something, I'd always wake up with a crick in my neck next morning.
I went camping probably... I'm trying to think. This one time I went with Thomas Wells, our chief photographer, and Russell Scott, who used to work here on the copy desk. So this was at least 10 years ago.
I thought that was the trip you didn't talk about.
Maybe 12 years ago. We went over to, was it Bear Creek over near Hamilton, Alabama?
I don't know.
That's what it's called. Yeah, I slept with a root sticking in my back the whole night. It was not much of a sleep that I got. I was crowded into a tent with Thomas and Russell, who thankfully are both smaller than me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too crowded, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, but for them, they were like, God, that's giant.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Went canoeing.
Did you fall out?
Had a bonfire. No.
No.
I'd like to go back, though. I wouldn't mind going back just to go canoeing on the river, or whatever it's called.
I've only been whitewater rafting one time, but. The one time I did, I didn't realize that we were halfway down the river, and our guide was like, this is where they filmed Deliverance. So I'm like, no. Take me back.
You started hearing music.
Squirrel! Okay, we need to go home now. I was like, I knew they filmed that in Georgia, but I didn't know it was here. Because that movie's a documentary. It's not a motion picture. It's lucky Burt Reynolds got out alive.
And there's another movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, I've seen The Scene, but that's about all. Scene. The Scene.
Deliverance is like a rite of passage.
Actually, I've seen one scene where they're playing the banjos.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
I got
about.
Blisters on my fingers.
With the creepy looking kid.
Yeah, well, they're the all pretty creepy looking in that movie.
True. Okay.
I'm surprised they've not remade that. In the
they'll get around to
in
it
in the list of films that have been
they'll get around to it. They're remaking everything.
Yeah, they are.
This is true.
So what we got on the show today?
Scott.
Speaking of movies, Scott.
Sure. You see The Mummy.
The Mummy, yes.
The Mummy. Don't think he cared for it too much.
No.
C plus, so much. I believe that was the grade.
C something.
Given.
Yeah.
He'll let us know. I forget. He was like, good summer. Film if you're just going to look to have fun and not think.
I liked that old, of course, I love the old Universal Dracula, Frankenstein, Mummy, those, but for what it was in the mid-90s, I enjoyed that Brendan Fraser.
So did I.
Mummy.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't think I ever saw the second or the third one.
They were not that good.
But the first one was always fun to me.
Oh, yeah. And we'll have Jenna Parsons.
Oh.
Talking about food, probably won't bring any food.
I'm going to guess she's probably not.
And you'll talk about the local entertainment scene.
I will. I'll tell you what's...
stuff that's happening.
I'll tell you where to see Chris's beard this weekend.
Yeah. Mm.
He's opening at the Laugh Shack on Friday. So we should get started.
Okay.
Jenna Parson joining us on this Friday, fresh off the heels of watching the U.S. Open.
Yes.
How are you, Jenna?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to have you on today. We've missed you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere, but...
Well, I didn't.
She was here last week.
Was I?
But you weren't.
I don't remember.
Were you not?
I don't anymore.
No, no, you were.
I was.
It's the week before you were not here.
It's vacation season. We can't remember who's where.
Well, and then Beardy McBearderson over here.
Beardy McBearderson
took 2 weeks consecutive weeks off.
Yes, he did. San Francisco.
It takes that long to grow that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a beard to prove it.
I got you. Your cook of the week this week was from Pistolville.
Pistolville.
Is that right?
Pistolville?
Guntown.
Oh. Sorry. I was about to say, I thought I wrote Cedar Hill Community.
Nope, Dateline says Pistolville. Rose Boone?
Rose Boone.
Of the Booneville Boones?
I don't think so.
No,
it's not of the Booneville Boones because, well, Boone is her married name.
Ah.
But also the house where she and her family live is actually built on the family's home place.
There you go.
It's the house where she grew up.
That's nice.
Yeah, they took it down and built something new that was more modern and updated. So she's living in her home place.
And I take it, since you did a story on her, she likes to cook.
She does like to cook. And while I was there, she had made a banana pudding, and she had made a chocolate pie. But while we were sitting at the kitchen table talking, I started smelling the most delicious aroma that was not a dessert. And I said, "What are you cooking?" And she was making fajitas or tacos, whichever she was going to do, in the crock pot. And said that she had taken 3 frozen chicken breasts and put them in the bottom of a slow cooker and put a couple of pieces of sirloin steak in there and added some couple of packets of taco seasoning and some onion and bell pepper. And
how was that smelling?
Oh, gosh, just cooking it low and slow. And then at the end of the day, she said she just shreds it with a fork and you either put it into tacos or fajitas.
This banana pudding that she is pictured with, I mean, that's fine for me, but what's everybody else going to eat?
Well, actually, it makes 2. Oh. So there's 1 for you and then 1 for everybody else.
I'm going to need half of the other one probably, too, just by judging that. Unless she's a giant. She's not like 9 feet tall.
No,
is she?
She's a tiny little thing.
Okay, then that's not going to do it for me. We're going to need more banana pudding than that.
I will tell you one thing that she probably wouldn't appreciate me telling, and maybe she won't listen to this podcast, but this is the first time this has ever
Secrets
happened.
Secrets with Jenna.
Our interview was at 10, and I got to her house, and I knocked on her front door, and she came to the door in her robe and her hair in a towel.
Yeah.
She thought the interview was at 11, and so she quickly got dressed and put on her makeup and did her hair while I was copying down recipes, but I've never had anybody greet me in the bathrobe before.
She was on Eastern time.
I don't know, but she cleaned up nicely.
Did you try the banana pudding?
I did not try the banana pudding. You know, I'm not much of a sweets eater, but
I know.
But this one would have been one to try, the recipe for it. Normally, when people make the banana pudding that starts with instant vanilla pudding.
Mm-hmm.
It's instant vanilla pudding and milk and then, you know, the wafers and the bananas. But hers also has evaporated milk along with regular milk and sour cream. And
you know, that's something. It's so weird you say that because we were looking at a recipe the other day to make some for a church function, and the one we pulled up had sour cream in it. And I was like, that can't be right.
Well, I thought it odd too, but if you think about it, the vanilla pudding mix is really sweet, and then you fold in Cool Whip, which is really sweet. So if you fold in sour cream, that's going to kind of give it that tangy, tart taste.
It just doesn't seem right to me.
Well, I'm going to try this recipe.
When you make me, when it makes 2, you give me 1 of them.
We'll see if you like it.
I'm not a huge sour cream person, so that's banana pudding's probably it, or pound cake is my favorite dessert.
Well, I don't want to ruin it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go to throw sour cream in, and I'm like, that's just.
Well, perhaps what I'll do.
You might as well put spaghetti sauce on top of it.
Oh.
Well, it's just like it seems the same to me.
Well, I'll have the recipe and just make 1 batch, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, that sounds good. Your column this week was about salsa.
Oh salsa. My gosh, Sunshot Salsa.
Sunshot, say that 3 times fast.
No.
Dangerous.
Yes, yeah. Very dangerous.
You got that bleep button ready? We're on a 7-second delay, it's fine.
This salsa, the ingredients you put into a fine dice all about the same size, and it's tomato and cucumber, red and yellow bell pepper, red onion, jalapeno, the juice of a lime, and that gives it a little bit of kick. But you mix all this together.
That sounds like a witch's concoction.
I have newt in my sunshot salsa. Sour cream in the banana pudding.
Juice of one lime.
Yeah.
And you mix all this together and let it meld for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then the recipe that I used was over blackened catfish, which I made up a blackened seasoning. You can buy your own in the store, but or you can make it yourself.
Or you can come to Jenna's house and she'll make it for you.
Right. Charlie blackened the catfish. I made the salsa, and it was so good and so pretty. And then two nights later, we had salmon, and there was leftover salsa, so I put it on top of the salmon, and it was delicious. And then the next day, there was still some left, and it says it keeps for 3 to 5 days, so I wanted to use it because it was a lot of dicing. The next day, I just put it over a bed of lettuce, and so it was like having a salad because it's tomatoes and cucumbers and bell pepper and onion, and it was very easy. But I will definitely, this will be something that I'm sure we are going to keep in the refrigerator through the summer.
What makes it stand out versus your regular cilantro salsa?
Gosh, it was, well, for one thing, it was so pretty. I mean, the red and yellow and orange and green, and then the light green from the cucumber and the dark green from the jalapeno. It was like a rainbow. It was just beautiful.
I mean, everything was fresh. Dipped with chips.
You know, you could. You absolutely could dip it with tortillas or pita, you know, toasted pita. But if you like these flavors, if you like tomato, cucumber, bell pepper, onion, just traditional old-fashioned salad ingredients, it would be worth your while to make the salsa and just keep it around.
Nice. Jenna, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen to them for free on iTunes. Your podcast apps are at preprally.djournal.com. No episode this week, however, but should return next week with a new Prep Rally. Also, Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out Double Coverage. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release new episodes each Thursday in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. Look for the new episode this week. You can find it in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
And wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else in Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows will be posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
Hey, M. Scott Morris is here again. What's up?
Oh, not much. How are you this morning? This fine day.
I'm great.
I'm sure it's a fine day.
It is a fine day. It's a fine Friday. Let's talk about a movie, Scott, that you saw, as we tend to do when you come on the show. The Mummy.
Yeah, that's all y'all let me talk about is movies.
Well, you know, we have very strict guidelines on here.
What else you got?
If we let you go off on a rabbit trail, then we may have to edit everything out.
You got any jokes?
No, none of my jokes are clean enough for the podcast.
Touche.
Hey, if you need an arc, I know a guy.
All right.
If you need an arc. Is that an inside joke?
I know a guy. Nice. It took me a second.
Oh, I know. Okay. See, I'm slow. Well, I'm old.
Which has been established.
Yes. It has. No, let's talk about The Mummy, not the Brendan Fraser vehicle, which I thought was pretty good, the first one anyway, but the Tom Cruise big blockbuster summer movie thing.
Yeah, exactly. Came out last weekend, not to very good reviews, which to me was, you know, so I went in going, we got to watch this. And turned out to be a nice little ride. I mean, a romp. There's nothing deep about it. There's nothing like, there are a lot of things that just happen that you just have to accept that happens.
Yeah.
But it reminded me, I'm not of the generation of those old Saturday afternoon serials, you know. But it just made me think about the old B movies of just movies they made and put out. Which is weird because you wouldn't expect Tom Cruise to be in a B movie. It's certainly not low budget. I'm sure the production values are nice.
Yeah.
But it plays like a B movie. It's just a yarn set, you know, in part of it set in the desert, part of it set in the countryside of England, some of it set in London.
Hmm.
And Russell Crowe shows up. I won't tell you his character's name because that'll spoil some of the fun.
Okay.
But Tom Cruise is a morally loose guy in the military who's digging for antiquities on the side. And he finds this burial chamber where this very evil woman we've seen in the prelude has been buried for centuries, for millennia. And he and this woman that he stole a map from, Jenny, unwittingly unleash the mummy upon an unsuspecting populace.
Uh-oh.
And the more she sucks the life force out of people, the prettier she becomes.
Hmm.
And she's keyed in on Tom Cruise's character, Nick. And, you know, it's all stupid and silly and fun. Nothing great about it, but it's a good time with the movies.
You mentioned it's a B-movie, but with a big budget, and it's got Tom Cruise. You know, Tom Cruise has become kind of just a mainstay in summer blockbusters. He's become that guy for whatever reason. I mean, and it goes way back. He's done other stuff. I'm chasing a rabbit here. Maybe I'm not paying attention, but does he do any other kind of movie now?
You know, he's got one. There's a preview. He's got one coming out where he's going to be a CIA pilot. That's going to be a little bit more deeper and involved.
Okay.
But now he's been doing those Mission Impossible movies.
Enjoy most of those.
Yeah,
actually.
And then he did Edge of Tomorrow a couple years ago, which I thought was wonderful with Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And they're working on a sequel on that. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that. He comes out and does stuff here and there. And he's got the charm and charisma to pull off a movie and make it work. You immediately pull for Tom Cruise, I think. I mean, even if you...
Yeah.
He's one of those characters, even back when he was, like, jumping on couches at Oprah's place.
Yeah.
You know, and you think, well, that's irritating. You shouldn't be doing that.
You're being glib.
Well, you think that was
Matt Lauer. Sorry.
Well, you think that, you know, even if you're, like, annoyed at him, you still sit in the movie, and within about 5 minutes, you're caught up because he has that ability, natural born or developed, I don't know, to just make you care about his character.
So, unless you're my wife, she hates him.
She hates him?
She hates anything he's in. She will not watch a Tom Cruise movie.
Probably got some Tom Cruise foo to kind of fight back or something.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why she doesn't like him. She just doesn't. I think he's fine. I've enjoyed a lot of his work. This is totally off subject, pretty much off subject. Have we mentioned that there's going to be a new Top Gun that he's in it?
We talked about that. I think we did talk about that on the show a couple weeks ago. I don't remember, though, saying that he is going to be in it. I guess he has to be in it.
I think he is going to be in it as like an instructor.
Huh.
Anyway.
I'm more excited about the idea that there'll be an Edge of Tomorrow sequel coming up.
I need to see the first one. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is 54, so at some point he's going to age out of this. Of course, you could say that about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's still trying to go.
You know, but he's still working out and doing a lot of his own stunts.
Yeah,
like in that last Mission Impossible, I mean, I saw him in interviews where he did a bunch of his own stunts and his own driving and stuff. So, I mean.
I think that's a death wish, but.
I just think maybe so. Maybe he'd like to push himself and see what he can do.
He does. He's always been younger than he looks, or he's always looked younger than he is. Sorry.
He's always been younger.
I don't know. Yeah, Chris can edit that out or probably just leave it in for a laugh. Let's get back to The Mummy. Okay, so is this just kind of a reboot of the previous franchise?
No, The Mummy's been around for a long time. I mean, somebody was asking me the other day, was there a novel about The Mummy? I don't know. There was for Frankenstein, there was for Dracula. I'm not sure what the beginnings of The Mummy are, but they've been making Mummy movies for
I guess they have.
You know, for as long as they've been making movies just about. Yeah. And so it's there's nothing in connection with the Brendan Fraser series.
Yeah, which again, I enjoyed the first Brendan Fraser Mummy, the rest, whatever. That one was good. This one's a different. Is this one just kind of a? They try to have a more, because that one was kind of campy.
This one here had surprising amount of laughs. I'm not sure if all the laughs were intended, but I laughed anyway, and it was part of the enjoyment. Look, I don't give it a great grade. I give it a C+.
Okay.
I mean, there are like plot points are just stupid, but for a C+ movie, you don't expect them to be. You know, everything worked out.
Yeah.
And so it's a nice little ride.
Yeah.
If you go in expecting something of high quality, you're going to be disappointed. But if you go in just going to go have fun and watch like an old-fashioned, you know, it's just, we have this cliffhanger. We solved that. Now we have another cliffhanger. We have another cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one thing after another and with some fun and jokes and some – and And like the character, the mummy, like I said, she gets prettier as she goes, and she gets meaner throughout. She's just mean, nasty, evil person. And so there's that nice villain.
Yeah.
And then again, Russell Crowe shows up for a little bit of it's kind of funny and adds a little bit of texture to the thing.
Yeah. Tom Cruise's character, Nick Morton. You said you're not going to find any insight into the human condition. Doesn't he just, I've only just from seeing the previews, and I thought this made it look promising, but maybe it didn't pan out well. The princess, like, possesses him or something, and...
Well, they make a connection.
Yeah,
it's not so much a possession, but she gets into his head, and
so it,
not like,
it
like a
him,
full possession, but there are things that she wants him to do, and he does that without wanting to do it.
He does some evil stuff. There's a conflict there within him of doing evil things that he doesn't want to do.
You know, actually, no, he starts off as a jerk.
Okay.
I mean, very much Chris-like. So everyone loves Chris. Everyone loves Chris.
So he's not like he's not really a good guy to begin with.
Right,
so
he's morally loose. He's stealing antiquities and selling them on the black market, stuff like that. That's kind of why she picks him, because he's not a good guy to begin with.
Okay, but by the end of the movie, you love him anyway.
Well, and even early on, you know, because you know it's Tom Cruise. I mean, you know he's not going to end like as an evil, horrible person. But I mean, but then maybe not giving away too much because you know, she has plans. The mummy has plans for young Nick.
Sure.
Or old Nick, I guess. He's younger than he looks, I'm told.
So they say.
Yeah, he looks younger than he is. Sorry. It's 54. I hope I look that good at 54. I won't.
Getting close.
I'm 41, and I don't look as good as he does at 54. No comments from the peanut gallery.
No, we're keeping our own selves quiet on this.
Speaking of Tom Cruise's character not being a great guy, I'm trying to remember. I'm sure he's done it, but how often has he played like just a straight-up villain?
Okay, so...
I'm trying to remember. It's not a role he's played often.
Well, in Tropic Thunder, he was a very foul-mouthed executive of a...
Oh, yeah, he was.
Of a movie studio.
That's right.
And so that was kind of a breakout role for him.
Yeah.
Because he was never redeemed in that. But what I loved about Edge of Tomorrow is he starts that movie off as a coward. And he's flat out a coward.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's living the same day over again.
Right, right.
So by the end of it, he's a hero. But for a good part of it, you see him being, again, just a...
Little-livered yellow belly.
The opposite of the type that he's developed. I mean,
right,
he's
right,
definitely
right.
not the he definitely not the Mission Impossible character.
Right, exactly. Y'all can find Scott's movie review of The Mummy in Thursday's scene section, also at djournal.com. As always, Scott, thank you for your time.
This seemed a little bit more rambling than usual. I think Chris just allowed us to just go with it. And he's going to take an axe to it and chop it down.
No, he won't touch it. It's podcast gold, Chris.
It's free form.
Exactly. Is he going to keep the Noah joke in there?
This is the.
I hope so.
This is unplugged.
Scott Morris unplugged.
It's the summertime edition.
Unplugged, you know, as in exactly. He's just going to pull the whole interview. All right, thank you, sir.
You betcha.
And be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capitol View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis of the issues being debated in Jackson. You can watch live Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. The 2017 legislative session is now over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol. And now we throw it over to Derek. Over to you, Derek.
I'm going to toss it right back to you.
What's going on? In the local entertainment scene. I know
what's
one thing's going
on.
We got the Shrek Jr. because my kid's in it, so I know that's happening next week.
You know, I looked for her, because I put her name on the cast list. Trinity?
Yeah, she's been out all this week, though.
Well, that's not a good
which
way
is like
the
final week. Well,
yeah, that's good.
She had this youth group trip planned for a while.
It seems like a flimsy excuse.
Well, she's in the ensemble, so she'll be able to blend in.
Oh, no, there are no small parts. Only small people.
But, Trinity is in it. So she'll be back.
That's what it is. Shrek, the youth production from Tupelo Community Theater they do one each summer. This show has 50 kids in it. 50.
That's a lot.
Almost as many as Brad has at home.
Almost.
Very close.
We could populate the entire cast with my kids.
We just put on productions of Annie every other week. I like it when I crack myself. You're familiar with Shrek. Everybody knows Shrek,
oh, yeah.
The 2001 animated film that was based on a book. and is now a Broadway, well, it was a Broadway musical around 2008 or 9, and now the you can do it in children's theater, at community theaters, and high schools and whatnot, and Tupelo Community Theater is doing it. It's the story of a horrendous ogre. I almost tried to go Scottish there for a second, but I did not. That in this version is not voiced by Mike Myers, whose home is overrun by fairy tale creatures like the Three Pigs and Pinocchio and the Gingerbread Man. And to get rid of the fairy tale creatures, he makes a deal with the king of the land that if he brings him a wife, he will get rid of all the creatures. So he goes and finds a princess in the tower.
There you go.
And delivers her unto him. But she has a secret.
And you'll have to go watch the show to find out what it is.
You'll have to pay $10 or $5 for students to find out what it is. June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Next Thursday through Saturday.
That is correct. Will she be in town then for the actual production?
She'll be in town for production, yes.
For two of the three.
Two of the three. It's a limited engagement. Tonight, the part of Trinity Locke will be played by Brad Locke.
He's a scary guy.
Just see you dressed up as the gingerbread. I just see you dressed up as the gingerbread man.
Yeah. Do you know the muffin man?
It's cute. I stayed and watched a good bit of it Monday night. The kids have done a good job. They've got from like youngest to six or seven through the age of 18.
Yeah.
So it's a wide gambit being run in this production, and they have worked very hard. And they deserve your patronage. So get your tickets now, 844-1935. Also, for a good cause, over in the Corinth area, Corinth Theater Arts is presenting Your Good Man Charlie Brown this weekend as a fundraiser for their upcoming season. So
check an all-adult cast.
An all-adult cast of Charlie Brown.
So is this like Charlie Brown and Friends all grown up, or are they just playing kids?
No, they're just playing kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to see that, actually.
It's a really clever take on it. Somehow I've directed a Charlie Brown show. I've done things with Charlie Brown show. I feel like I'm the perpetual Charlie Brown. I feel like I would be perfect for that role, and I have never actually gotten to play it, so time will tell.
What would Charlie Brown have been like as a grown-up?
My question. Constant anxiety attacks and, you know.
Going to the shrink.
Probably on some form of Prozac or...
It would have been all Lucy's fault.
Amitriptyline, yeah.
Would he sue her for malpractice at some point?
She actually does become a psychiatrist. But
he would come close to suing her, and then he'd decide against it.
Yes. And then it would rain just on him.
Yeah. Schroeder's homeless, though. He didn't make it.
Starving artist.
Yeah. He's
Lucy still pines for him secretly.
He's up in Soho, and just doesn't really... Never made it.
Linus is probably the one that actually got rich.
You know, if I was really, really like intuitive and driven, I think a Rent parody with the Charlie Brown with the Peanuts cast would be genius. I think that almost writes itself.
You should do that.
Yeah. They're all living in, you know, they're all squatting together in this apartment complex that's trying to get torn down. How are they going to pay rent? Well, we've got Schroeder's songs. Snoopy died 15 years ago. We had to put Snoopy down.
Then the landlord comes by. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Oh, he wants rent.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
I think you're on to something.
I think that's actually pretty good. Wah, 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 wah. It's actually kind of genius.
There you go. A little summer project for you. Good job. Pat yourself on the back there. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't break my arm, pat myself on the back. It's pretty good. So that's it. Or you could go see The Mummy.
You could.
Which a lot of people did not do. So Wonder Woman's still on top. Although I'm guessing starting today, Cars will be.
Oh, Cars 3.
Number one in the box office. The boys like Cars. Chris, your boys?
Yeah, I mean, not he's seen it, but he's not really into it.
Really?
Daniel said the other day that he hasn't seen Cars 4 yet.
Well, neither have I.
You're not alone.
Anyone. My son loves Cars.
Like a little hipster. Like, I saw Cars 4 before it was cool.
Right. First time I took my son to the movie theater, he was like 2, and Cars had come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was 2. He's not going to sit still for anything. He sat through that whole movie.
Yeah?
He loved it, and then we bought it, and he just he watched it numerous times over the years. Cars too, I never saw. I heard it was kind of not good.
But yeah, it was like a spy movie or something.
Yeah, they went to Japan or
something. Yeah, they totally undid the. But apparently, this like goes back to the formula. Returns to the formula that made the first one great. Yeah. I've never seen any of them. I can't speak to
first
that.
First one's good. I like the first
one. I watched the trailer, and this is a blatant ripoff of either Rocky III or Rocky Balboa. I'm not sure which, but
it's an homage.
It was, no, they ran on the beach or drove on the beach.
Well, you know, Daytona, they used to half the track used to be on the beach.
No, but this is like blatant Rocky and Apollo training on the beach. I mean, like, what's his name? Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen, yeah.
A new up-and-comer comes along, and he gets pushed aside, and he's like, you know, you can come back, and there's all these training montages and everything. I'm like, this is Rocky III. It's Mr. T.
Except Paul Newman's, not with us anymore.
But he somehow is in it.
All this
dialogue that they recorded before. And
they worked that
before
into the script somehow.
They worked it in, so Paul Newman will, I guess this will probably be his last role.
When did he die?
2010.
So this long before this movie was even. You can see your
2008.
So they just had leftover dialogue from the first one or the first. Was he in the second one? I don't know.
I think he was in the second one.
Somehow they worked. It's amazing. Hollywood
it's amazing.
Magic.
It's been 9 years and going to show back up again. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah, for adults, if you're going to see it this weekend, go and see the Cars. Rocky III.
Watch it first.
That's what you're getting. Maybe a little Rocky IV because the new car was using
Tommy
like
Gunn.
Souped up. No, that's five.
Okay.
Four is Ivan Drago. And he was using like some souped up tech and stuff and in his training montage. And I was like, that's kind of the Russian. But a lot of it looked like Balboa. Yeah, he's been out of the game for too long and no good anymore. Maybe I watched the Rocky movies too much.
Maybe so.
I would argue not enough. One of my favorite franchises.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Take your word for it.
You've never seen any of them.
I've seen some of them in bits and pieces.
Some of them in bits and pieces.
I haven't sat down and watched them all the way
through. What does some of them in bits and pieces mean?
Just whenever they're on TV, I might stop and watch it for
a few
minutes.
Who does he fight in two?
Is that Apollo Creed?
Who is he fighting in one?
Not a clue.
Apollo Creed.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is the second one where Apollo dies?
No, but Apollo dies in the fourth one. Spoilers. Who does he fight in three?
The Russian.
Clever Lang, Mr. T.
Clever. Oh, that's right.
And Mr. Hulk T. Hogan.
Hulk Hogan? Mm-hmm. Isn't that one?
Yeah. Four.
The Russian guy?
There you go. What's his name?
I don't know.
Ivan Drago, you just
said. I just said it a second ago. Five?
I'm old. I can't figure that. I don't know.
Tommy Gunn?
Yeah, Tommy Gunn. I didn't hear no bell.
And then Creed would be the sixth.
Seventh. Rocky Balboa is the sixth.
Okay, that's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
Creed
would be the seventh. Sixth sequel, seventh film.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad I've educated you on something today.
So we've learned today that I haven't seen Deliverance or any of the Rocky movies all the way through.
I think you can put Deliverance on the back burner. You love sports.
But now it's like with you and Shawshank. I've seen so many clips and heard the big lines.
This is different
so often
than Shawshank. Like people just quote Shawshank. Like
out.
Rocky's an institution.
I know how it turns out and everything.
How does it turn out?
Rocky wins.
Not always.
I don't know. I assumed he won in the first one, at least.
You would be incorrect.
You need to watch him.
You need to watch him.
Okay.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to watch the Rocky movies. I have multiple versions of them if you'd like to borrow them.
Sure.
Yeah. I might give you the VHS. I don't trust you.
I don't have a VCR
else.
Anymore. Mm-hmm. Who does?
Me.
You would.
Yeah.
So good night, Trek player.
I do, actually.
Those
are
before your time.
Player. It doesn't matter.
They're before my time, really. Only place I've seen 8-tracks was in my grandparents' house.
I have an 8-track player.
When I was a kid. I've never actually listened to one.
Got John Denver's greatest hits on 8-track.
John Denver.
Don't you speak his name in ill will, sir. I will come at you with everything I have. Everything I have. All right. We'll be back next week with more shenanigans and hijinks.
We will. And you can listen to us, remember, many ways. iTunes, Google Play, your podcast apps, memo.djournal.com. We're on Twitter @djournalmemo. There you go.
That's what they tell us.
Yes. That's what it says here on the script. This entire show is scripted.
I've just been handed a bulletin. Yeah, we had to write out all that Rocky stuff. It was really detailed and in depth. And I'm going off book. Let's close the laptop. So,
all righty.
Back again on Wednesday when you might hear Chris say, "What happened to my beard?
Dude, where's my beard?" Yeah.
Please don't shave it off.
Please keep it.
What does Deanna think?
She said, "I think it would look really good in the wintertime." So I don't know what that means.
I think it looks really good anytime. Come on.
You know, in Rocky IV, Rocky grows a beard.
Sylvester Stallone with a beard. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if I've seen that.
And then he gets his first win.
It's weird. Yeah. Coincidence?
I think not.
When he gets his first win, what are you saying?
He hasn't seen him.
Oh, this is true. Rocky dies in four, so the fact that they go 5, 6, and 7 is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Keep the beard, Chris. We'll see y'all next time.
All right. Goodbye.